In Amman, Jordan, Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI called on Christians of the Middle East to persevere despite the hardships they face. The church has long been concerned about the emigration of Christians fleeing the region, wracked by violence, discrimination, and economic hardship. The Pope's appeal came during Mass for some 20,000 Christians gathered at Amman's International Stadium. Emer McCarthy has more.
May Christ give you his courage. That was Pope Benedict XVI's wish and mandate to the thousands who filled Amman's International Stadium for Mass Sunday morning, during which the Pope also stressed the prophetic charism of women and gave First Holy Communion to a group of children. They were all present, the Greek Melkite Catholics, the Syrian Catholics, the Armenian Catholics, the Chaldeans, and the Maronites, all of whom make up the rich tapestry of the Holy Land's Christian community. They had come from across Jordan, but Lebanon and Palestine, too, were there, with people waving banners bearing the Vatican colors and their national flags.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
I come, the Pope told them, to encourage you to persevere in faith, hope, and love, in fidelity to the ancient traditions and distinguished history of Christian witness, which you can trace back to the age of the apostles. He said the Catholic community here is deeply touched by the difficulties and uncertainties which affect all the people of the Middle East, and asked them never to forget the great dignity which derives from their Christian heritage.
May the courage of Christ, our shepherd, inspire and sustain you daily in your efforts to bear witness to the Christian faith and to maintain the Church's presence in the changing social fabric of these ancient lands.
There were songs and chants in Arabic and Aramaic, and the great altar was decorated with images of Christ, Our Lady, and John the Baptist, patron saint of Jordan, and Prince Ghazi bin Mohammed, King Abdullah's chief advisor on religious affairs, was there too. The Pope thanked him for his presence, and during his address, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Jordanian National Fouad Twal, also praised the stability offered by Jordan's prolonged wise governance of the country, and added that the church in this land is witnessing a growth in vocations.
May every Christian family grow in fidelity to its lofty vocation to be a true school of prayer, where children learn a sincere love of God, where they mature in self-discipline and concern for the needs of others.
It is the year of the family this year for the Church in the Holy Land. Pope Benedict recalled this and spoke of the strong Christian families of these lands, stressing the role of women in God's plans.
How much your society owes to all those women who in different and at times courageous ways have devoted their lives to building peace and fostering love.
Sadly, he added, this God-given dignity and role of women has not always been sufficiently understood and esteemed.
The Church and society as a whole has come to realize how urgently we need what the late Pope John Paul II called the prophetic charism of women as bearers of love, teachers of mercy, and artisans of peace, bringing warmth and humanity to a world that all too often judges the value of a person by the cold criteria of usefulness and profit.
Pope Benedict also spoke of the prophetic charism of women in his Regina Caeli address. The supreme example of womanly virtue, he said, is the Blessed Virgin Mary.
We turn to her now and ask for her prayers.
Then, after imparting his apostolic blessing, Pope Benedict XVI took his leave of Amman's International Stadium, where the assembly was reluctant to say goodbye. I'm Emer McCarthy.
Well, Sean Patrick Lovett is with Pope Benedict in Amman. I asked asked him how he believes the Pope's words resonate with Christians, particularly women, in the region.
I think, first of all, it's fascinating, Tracy, that he did pay so much attention to women and to their role, going so far as to quote Pope John Paul II's famous letter, in which he talks about the prophetic charism of women. Of course, you must remember he was speaking in terms or in the context of the Year of the Family, which is being celebrated in the Church throughout the Holy Land, and he was talking specifically about the mission of women in God's plan as peace workers, as people who can bring harmony and dialogue to situations in such a unique way. Women, I think, have responded extremely strongly to this because it is something quite unique. It's something new also because if you think of his last trip to Africa, where he had the first ever meeting with African women, and he said very much the same thing to them when he met them in Angola.
Now, he was also speaking in Jordan on Mount Nebo at the Basilica in Memory of Moses on Saturday, when he spoke of the inseparable bonds linking Christians and Jews throughout the centuries. He admitted there have been obstacles in the dialogue, but he expressed optimism that these can be overcome. It seems significant that the Pope wanted to point this out ahead of his arrival in Israel on Monday. How so?
There are all sorts of significances and symbols in this pilgrimage, and it is important, again, to remember that that's what it is. It is a pilgrimage. The very fact that he wanted to begin that pilgrimage at Mount Nebo, which is a common starting point for Christians and for Jews, Moses being the common element, the Moses the prophet, Moses the lawgiver, going back to our common roots in the Old Testament. And again, that's an element that he's been stressing all the way through. And probably it's going to be a leitmotif that we're going to see running through the second half of the journey, which begins in Israel on Monday.
So speaking in Amman over the weekend, the Pope was speaking to authorities at the Al Hussein bin Talal Mosque there, to the Muslim community then. Now, he noted that progress in dialogue with Muslims has been achieved over the years, but he regretted that sometimes it's manipulated for ideological ends. What sort of message will the Pope be bringing to Muslims in Israel and Palestine as he arrives in the Holy Land on Monday?
I think he'll be bringing very much the same message. It was a wide-ranging discourse, the one that you just mentioned at the mosque. It brought in all sorts of elements regarding Catholic-Muslim relations, regarding that recourse to reason, which is an underlying theme of so many of the Pope's discourses from Regensburg on and even before, actually. That kind of wide-ranging message that he gave at the mosque on Saturday in Amman, where he talks about dialogue, about openness, about respect, about listening, from listening to each other. I've no doubt that we're going to hear the same sort of thing said in different ways and under different circumstances, in different contexts, but that's the message. It's the message, the call to reason that he's going to be taking to the second part of his trip to the Holy Land as well.
Thanks there to Sean Patrick Lovett in the Middle East with Pope Benedict.